The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
The overall quality of Irish bathing waters has improved last year. That's according to the latest evaluation from the Environmental Protection Agency, which found that 78% of bathing sites have excellent water quality, while 97% meet the minimum standard. However, the EPA did acknowledge that swimming is increasingly becoming a year-round activity, and there is a need for more information to help winter swimmers to make informed choices and protect their health. Now, first of all, I'm joined by Enniskerry swimmer Sarah Mortimer. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, how are you?
You swim, what, every day if you can?
I do, all year round, and maybe 2 to 3 times a week. Every day now is a bit hard, whereas last year when I was training for the Channel, it had to be every day.
You swam the English Channel last year?
That's correct, yeah, back in March. In August, I swam it, August 4th.
My goodness, what an achievement! Was it tough?
It was incredibly tough. I would never undertake it again, but it was an amazing achievement and something I am so proud of. But yes, it was possibly the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
And now you're going to Switzerland.
I am indeed. I'm going to do Lake Geneva with a group of friends. We go in July and we're swimming 13K in July, which will be much nicer conditions than what we are used to here in Ireland, because obviously the weather would be so much better.
I've crossed Lake Geneva in a boat, and it's a very deep lake. It's one of those glaciers, I suppose. And the only thing you have to watch out for is logs coming down from upstream.
That's correct. Offer
that little bit of wisdom to you. Now, tell me about your concerns about winter swimming and water quality.
Well, it would be great to see testing all year round. I think I'm right in saying that the bathing in and around the Dublin area will start being tested from the end of May, beginning of June, where they will test sort of on a daily basis. But during winter, the water isn't tested. And what concerns me most is when we have massive heavy rainfall, which is quite often here in Ireland, you have a big runoff from the land and rivers, which definitely affects the quality of water. And it would just be so great to actually have the amount of people who are swimming now to just have that little bit of safety net to know that the quality is good all the time when they're in. So it is. It's one thing that I would always be very conscious of, because when I was doing my training, it was in Bray, which is obviously right there at the Dargle, the mouth of the Dargle. Mm-hmm. Dargle is there. So I'd be very conscious of training when there's big, heavy rainfall. And I think it's very important for people to enjoy the sport, because it is absolutely fantastic. It is so accessible for everybody, but to do it smartly, both in safety and in quality of water.
Now, have you felt unwell after a swim on any occasions?
Yes, I have. There's been a few occasions where I would have had a dicky stomach, I definitely put it down to the quality of the water. I've also taken part in the iconic Liffey swim a few times. And last year we swam upriver, and I wasn't 100% after that, but that would have been partly my fault, because I do have a terrible habit of switching water in my mouth, which is never advisable. There is times when you feel a bit odd afterwards.
But it's a sport and a pastime that you would recommend thoroughly for the other benefits.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, the health benefits that you gain from jumping into the sea for even 5 minutes is just incredible. I mean, the one thing I always note is when you're around Sea Point, 40 Foot or Bray or Killiney, you never see an angry face coming out of the water. Most people are happy and smiling, because you get a massive rush when you get in. And it's accessible to a huge amount of people. And it is free of charge, which is even better. I really, really, really recommend it. But always swim safe. Like, always pair up and always swim parallel to the coast. Don't go out and don't stay in too long, because cold water can be as dangerous as swimming far too far out.
Yeah.
So know your limits.
You know, people go for a Christmas swim sometimes in the 40 foot and places like that. And the water, you might think it's Christmas time, it's at its coldest. It's not. It gets colder again.
Yeah, it does. January, February, I'd always find the coldest month. Like it is spicy. It's where like your skin goes red the minute you jump in. And then March, it starts to climb. April. Now at the moment, the temperatures are I consider them lovely. Like I was in Sea Point the other night and it was, didn't feel cold at all. It was really nice. But in saying that, I'm swimming all the time. So even for people getting in May, June, just watch your timing on when you get in, because if you're swimming all year around, you are accustomed to the cold water. And if you're not swimming all year around, your body will go into a little bit of a, what are you doing to me? So, you know, you need to be careful on how much time you spend in. Yeah. And you build on that.
Yeah. And by the way, Sea Point is useful for beginners because it's shallow. So the tide comes in and whatever sun is there will heat up that water very quickly. And it can be almost like a bath in midsummer. But even in winter, it's never quite as cold as a deeper sea. Anyway, the main thing is that if they could organize to test the water more regularly in winter, and also get real-time testing. There's a technology that DCU have developed, I think, that would allow people to know about the water quality within hours, not within days. You know, when you get it within days, you know why you were sick on Monday. But it's good.
It's not stopping you. Yeah,
exactly.
I know the testing would be absolutely amazing. And that technique that you're talking about that they're developing, it would just be super to get it out there and to start using it, as you said, all year around. It's so important because there are so many people out there using our seacoast, our coastline. It's so important to try and do to upgrade our systems.
All right, Sarah, thank you very much and good luck in Lake Geneva when the time comes in midsummer for that swim. Also on the line, Roger Sweeney, Acting CEO of Water Safety Ireland. Roger, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, the question of, you know, poisoning yourself in the water, it's not usually what Water Safety Ireland is concerned about.
No, but I picked up on two things, wonderful things from Sarah there, that she never sees an angry face, which just goes to show the benefits in one sentence on swimming, but also the swishing of her mouth, and she realised that as well in terms of the dangers of possibly polluted water, shall we say. So, you know, the local authorities, they do a good job, and that's probably why we're talking, you know, that report has been issued by the EPA. But local authorities, they are responsible for monitoring the bathing waters, and they arrange the water samples to be taken and analysed throughout the bathing season. And again, we're focusing in a little bit on what defines a bathing season anymore, because the EPA, as the environmental regulator, they make sure that the local authorities carry out the functions that we're talking about. But in general terms, the people who would not be as experienced as Sarah Mortimer there would not be familiar with the dangers that would be present. Yeah. And so we typically talk, Pat, about the dangers of open water swimming, but the joys of them as well. But in terms of just sticking on to the water quality for a moment, you know, if people just remember not to go into the water if they have an open wound, for example, or an open cut, and to avoid getting the water as much as they can into your mouth or ears or eyes, and to shower afterwards, and to report any signs of pollution, of course, is a big one as well. So that would help in the, shall we say, the winter period, when we know that so many more people have taken to swimming. We all saw our 5K limits during COVID, and we were exploring areas that we never saw before. But certainly we need to be conscious of, you know, the heavy rainfall that we'd have on occasion. And it's important to avoid contact with the water in general terms about 48 hours afterwards to prevent the risk of getting these recreational water illnesses, we'll say.
All right. Well, look, thank you very much for that. That's Roger Sweeney, Acting CEO of Water Safety Ireland.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.